This is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. We serve an awesome God who's worthy of praise and glory, and for this I bless him. I am so excited at what God is doing here on the Morning Inspirational Vitamin. We are on a live phone line. We are on Facebook Live, and today we have added Periscope. So let's welcome our Periscope audience. From all around the world, we welcome you. We got it going on. We're just working hard to get this word around the world. And yesterday was a record-breaking day for our views. 1,300 views on yesterday. That is phenomenal. That's because you believe in what we're doing. You're encouraged by what we're doing. And you're reposting this video, telling your friends to be my friends, and telling your friends to post this video. And I'm believing God for the same thing today. A couple of things. We're having a Center of Hope service tonight. Birthday celebration. Come on out. Be with us. Pastor Cook and the good friends from Cornerstone are going to be at the Center of Hope at 7 o'clock. I want you to come on out and be with us. Friends and Family Day this coming Sunday is going to be incredible, and we're giving away cash money to the family member that brings the most visitors to our church. You got to be there. It's going to be fantastic. I've got a word that's going to change your life. I want you, all those who are watching us all around the world, tune in on Sunday morning. I'm going to preach a word entitled Making America Great Again. You've got to see it. You've got to experience it, and it's going to be an absolute blessing. Let's pray, family. Let's start this day off with prayer as we always do. Come on. God, we thank you. We lift you high in all the earth. You are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well, and we bless your name. God, we thank you for expanding this ministry that you planted in our spirit a couple of years ago. And God, look what we're doing. We are reaching souls all around the world. So God, now I pray for those who are connected to this ministry. I pray for those who are driving, those who are home, wherever they are, God, I pray that you would continue to keep them. I pray that you, the word encourages them and empowers them to do all that they need to do to be successful in the earth. God, and may this day be a day of miracles, blessings, and deliverance. We speak it, we believe it now, and we count it done. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. I've got something to share with you on this morning that I know is going to bless you. Go with me to 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. 1 Samuel chapter 30. We've been in this mode of war and recovery, and I got to give you something. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8. And it says, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he, God, answered him and said, Pursue, for thou shalt surely overtake them, and without fail, recover all." I want to invite you all into a place where I am right now, and that is in recovery. I am in recovery. That's what I want to talk to you about this morning, being in recovery. Recovery says to me that we are recognizing that we lost some things, but we're also recognizing that we don't have to stay in a place of perpetual loss. We're recognizing that the enemy may have had a victory, but the enemy has not won the war. And when you're in recovery, you're saying, what I'm doing is I'm regrouping and I'm getting ready to go after everything that belongs to me. Now is not the time to give up. Let me tell you what the enemy is banking on. The enemy is banking on you starting over and not sticking with your original pursuit and the things that you know God spoke into your life. That's what the enemy is banking on. The enemy is banking on us giving up. We've given up before. We've thrown in the towel. We've restarted, and we've done so many things. But hear this. You cannot conquer what you will not confront. I'll say that again. You cannot conquer what you will not confront. You will struggle to face the things that you are afraid of. Family, in this season of your life, you can no longer be afraid to go after the things that you know belong to you. Here, David was simply going after what was his. While he was at battle, the enemy snuck in and took everything that belongs to him. Family, I don't know when it happened to you, but in my life, while I'm preaching, while I'm doing all of these wonderful things all around the world, the enemy has a way of sneaking in and taking what belongs to you. Now is not the time for us to say, oh, well, I'll just start over. No, we're not going to start over. What we're going to do is we are going to go into recovery and get everything that the enemy has that belongs to us. Let me tell you what the enemy is banking on. The enemy is banking on you giving up. The enemy is banking on you being so discouraged that you will not go any further. Discouragement is a tool that's priceless. It works greater than any other thing in the enemy's camp. When the enemy gets you discouraged, then you are too broken to move forward. But I'm reminded of a story of a little boy who was in the garage, and he saw this bike that he'd been wanting all his life. And the bike was sitting in the garage. It was brand new. It had a bow on it. And his father said, "Son, do you want the bike?" He says, "Yes, Daddy, I want the bike." He said, "Well, go get the bike." But the problem was there was a big box in front of the bike. And the son went over there and tried to move the bike, but he couldn't move the box. So therefore, he came back and said, "Daddy, I want the bike." Father said, "If you want the bike, you need to move the box." The boy went over there, pushed and pushed and pushed, and came back and said, "Daddy, I can't move the box." The father said, "Do you want the bike?" He said, "Yes, I want the bike, but I can't move the box." He says, "You need to go move the box." He went and pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed, and he came back crying. He said, "Daddy, I really want the bike. You bought it for me. I can't move the box. It's too big for me." The father said, "You can move the box." The son says, "I can't move the box." The father says, "Yes, you can." The son says, "How?" All you have to do is ask your father to help you move the box. Family, there are some things that are too big for us to move by ourselves, but we have a father that will give us the strength. We have a father that's right there by our side who will help us move every obstacle to get those things that belongs to us. What happens here? David goes after the enemy. And when he finds the enemy, you got to see this in verse 16. "And when they had got there, they found the enemy spread abroad the earth, eating, drinking, dancing, because of all that they had stolen." The enemy does not think you're coming after the things that belong to you. The enemy thinks you'll give up like you did before, just like you did last year, write it off and start over. No, but this season in your life, we're going to do exactly what David did. We're going after everything that belongs to us. Here's the final scripture. "And David recovered all." Family, when you go into recovery and when God is on your side, you shall not recover some. You won't recover most. You're going to recover everything that belongs to you. I want to pray with you. Father, I thank you. You are awesome. And there are people on this call right now. There are someone who is watching this by repost. God, and they're making a mental list of everything that they've lost just in 2016. God, and they've been sitting in a place of paralyzation. They're just not moving. They understand what they've lost, but they've not made a step to go after. God, I pray that this video and this time of sharing gives them the fight to get back into the fight. God, gives them the ability to go into recovery and say, "I want everything that belongs to me." And today, God, we're not going by ourselves. We're asking you to go with us. Not just go with us, go before us. God, and open doors that no man can shut and close doors that no man can open. So, God, I'm praying for those right now who are going into recovery, pursuing everything that belongs to them. God, that you will give us victory. If you did it for David, you got to do it for us. Greater is he that's in us than he that's in all the world. We have your power and we have your word. So we trust you today, God, and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, it's time for you to go into recovery. You've not lost until you've given up. Stay in the fight and watch God do incredible things. I'm believing God for you. Family, repost this video. Let's get to work right now. I love you, Center of Hope. I'll see you tonight. Friends and family all in Metro Atlanta, I want to see you tonight. I want to see you Sunday. Come on out and worship with us. The Morning Vitamins, spread it around the world and watch God do great things. It's time to go, family. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory and amen. I love you much. We'll talk to you soon. Stay in recovery. Two fingers. Peace.